Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net. I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Allison Ray, who's Director of Marketing with the FEI Group, otherwise known as Floor Expo. Allison, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Good to be with you. We're down here at a rough spot, Marco Island, Florida, at your annual meeting. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about what you do, your role as the Director of Marketing with this group. I was talking to a few of the members last night. One of them on the multifamily side was talking about one of the things he really likes about this group is the collective brand, if you will, the whole multifamily solutions brand that he can fit himself under. And then yet on the other side, on the single family builder side, most of your members have their kind of their own brand. Is that what you're seeing out there?
That's exactly what we're seeing. On the multifamily side specifically, we find that most of our members go to market with that brand. It's been a powerful tool for us to be out in the marketplace talking to national accounts customers, both for us corporately, but also for the members to be able to go out to market and to speak to these REITs and property management companies that have a nationwide reach and know that we have a consistent brand nationwide.
Yeah, most people understand that your members are calling on other businesses, so their whole marketing approach is really B2B. It's not a consumer type of outreach. Tell me a little bit about, say, in the last 6 months or so, what you've been working with the membership on and the tools that you're trying to bring to them.
I'm so glad you asked that. It's a similar message that we've been bringing out to the members the last few years in terms of image and reputation. But this year, we're really, really using some examples of folks that have done it wrong, you know, what not to do. We think that in today's increasingly mobile and technology-driven world, your reputation matters. And you've only got one. You've got one chance to get it right. You know, we feel like you need to start with your website. It's oftentimes the very first place that a customer or a prospect visits. You want it to look like who you are.
Most of your focus then is with this technology marketing or internet marketing. Talk to me about some of the components of that.
One of the other things we're really encouraging this year is mobile websites. We feel like while last year we brought it up, this year it's critical. 57% of folks who have had a bad experience on a mobile website will not recommend that business. Read something else where 74% of searches, local searches, are done from a mobile device. You're missing out on that many customers if you don't have a mobile website. So that's definitely one of the things that we're encouraging this year.
And actually, with a mobile website, it's since it has to fit on a smaller screen, there's just more of the core components. Talk a little bit just about the few of those core components that you put on a mobile website.
That's exactly right. The customers that are searching on mobile devices are interested in your vitals. They want your hours of operation, your location, directions to your facility. They may want to see product, but they certainly don't care about your backstory. They just really don't care about the superfluous detail about the business. They want to know something quick. They're probably driving.
A lot of people don't realize that the way this is set up, it's not like there has to be a switch thrown or a different URL. This whole internet system realizes it's a mobile device and feeds up the other, at the same website address, will feed up the other information depending on what type of device they're using, right?
That's right. And the reason that happens is because there's code built into the site. So a mobile device like an iPhone or an Android or anything like that automatically detects that code and converts that website into a mobile experience.
Okay. But beyond that, you're also, I guess, talking a lot about tablets. Is that right?
We are, yeah. And we're using the iPad as the example we're using just for the purposes of our discussions, because it is the foremost tablet platform out there. But the iPad, the tablet in general, for its portability, its innovativeness, it's ideal for sales folks that aren't in the office often. You know, there's so many things that they can do now on the fly that they weren't able to do, certainly waiting for a laptop to boot up, that sort of thing. So, yeah, we're working on custom presentations for our members to take out to their markets and tell our story, to tell a consistent story on behalf of their company. And we're really excited about it.
And actually, this is a service you offer. I mean, they can actually engage you, and you will build something custom for them that works. Just take for instance, when we first started talking, you know, we mentioned that on the single family side, they want their own identity, and you can build something that really works around their whole marketing scheme, right?
Everything we do is highly customized. I'm proud to say that we are the agency of record for the majority of the members in our organization. We've worked hard to be that for them the last several years. I'm thrilled.
We've talked in the past around social media, around search engine optimization, and some of these other tools that kind of, you know, brings traffic to this whole internet marketing technology effort that you're helping these companies build. Tell me what your latest take is on where they should focus their energy.
There have been a couple school of thoughts on SEO lately. There have been some articles out there that say that SEO isn't as important as it's been touted. I can't say I agree with that. I certainly don't think SEO hurts. Every site we build is completely search engine optimized. I mean, we use keywords, we use meta tags, data tags, we use page descriptions, and we research the kind of keywords and phrases that we think customers are going to be looking for, but that are not competing with some of the bigger names like the Home Depots and the Lowe's that can afford to pay for paid search, essentially. So we're focusing more on organic search and in places where we know that our guys will rank well.
And what about social media? What role does that play?
That's an interesting question. We've got folks out there that are using social media, and I certainly would never discourage someone from experimenting. I've yet to hear an outrageous success story of a 25,000 flooring job that was won by Facebook. But I am all about engaging with the customer. If that is an area where a company feels like they have the resources to invest, they have the time to invest, and they have the message, then by all means, experiment with it. But we certainly aren't seeing that as the type of B2B social media that's really working. What we would recommend are things like blogs that drive traffic to the websites. We put a newsletter together half a dozen times a year, and it's intended to drive traffic to the website. It's also something that can be archived on the website. So in terms of SEO, you're posting fresh, relevant content, and you're continuing to do that, but you're driving the traffic to your site rather than to somewhere like Facebook or something like that, because regardless, at the end of the day, whether or not someone finds you on Facebook, and it's unlikely, but if they do, they are still going to go to your website to learn more about you. That's just how it's going to work. So hopefully you've got e-newsletters archived, and maybe you've got a blog so that you are a credible source of flooring, cleaning, care, or something like that.
When you talk about reputation, which we first started this interview talking about, do you ask people to Google their name, their company name, and see what comes up?
Sure. One of the questions that we ask is, how do you know what your reputation is? How do you measure that? What kind of metrics are you using? And, we brought up Angie's List and Yelp and that sort of thing. And those are the types of tools where it's very measurable, right? You know for certain what people are saying about you. So if you're not using something like that, how do you know what people think of you out in the marketplace? And, everybody, I think the first answer everybody gives is, well, we're great, we're this. But there aren't really any metrics that can be used unless you're using something like a Yelp or an Angie's List or something like that.
All right, Allison, let me just ask you, I probably should have started with this, director of marketing with FEI Group. What is your background? How did you get into this role?
I actually came from Yahoo. I graduated from the University of Georgia and went to work for Yahoo for about a year and a half. I absolutely loved the job. So I had a little bit of technology background, enough to be dangerous. And then came to work for Floor Expo just over 11 years ago. And the job has, as marketing typically does, has evolved into, not just standard marketing, but obviously technology, marketing technology. So that the background from Yahoo was helpful for sure.
11 years. You're another one of those people that have joined the flooring industry and can't get out, right?
Yeah. I'm stuck.
All right, great. Good to talk to you, Allison. Again, we've been talking to Allison Ray, who's Director of Marketing with the FEI Group, Floor Expo, and you've been listening to Kemphar. and floridaily.net.